Sleep training can be so hard. And when you're sleep deprived, you're not running on all cylinders. And today we're going to dive into part two, the last six reasons why sleep training can be such a challenge for families. And these are going to be the things that I have been observing and learning over the last decade. So let's, in our most sleep deprived moments, our children will teach us exactly what we need in order to learn and grow into who we were created to be. These are the loving lessons we will learn whether we were wanting to or not. I'm Irene Googe, your sleep coach, and I'm on mission to educate parents how to help their young children sleep. Welcome to the journey. So there are a lot of times parents are trying to sleep train their children, and sleep coaching, sleep training can be such a hard journey. And sometimes we're trying to figure out, why is this so difficult? Like, why does my child not know how to do the sleep thing? And, you know, I've put together the 12 big reasons that I've observed over the last few, over the last decade. And in part one of this episode, you know, the first six reasons are that oftentimes children can be unpredictable. We don't listen to our bodies. There's a lack of sleep, and stress is an indicator that causes sleep deprivation. There's the path of least resistance. We do what works. Or there's a lack of sleep knowledge, and sometimes a lack of having a sleep plan. Where are we going? So if you want to get more of those details, you can check out part one of this two-part series. And today we're going to dive into the last six reasons why sleep coaching can be really hard. And so reason number seven is the expectations we have. And this one is really hard because sometimes we don't realize the expectations that we put on ourselves and the expectations we're putting on our children. And some of that has to do with maybe the habits or the patterns that we're noticing in our home. Sometimes we'll notice like, oh, these are really great. These are really good. And everything is flowing and being really helpful and smooth. But sometimes we may have patterns or habits that are not serving us well. And that can cause a little bit of conflict, especially when we have these expectations that we're putting out there. We don't realize that we're putting expectations on ourselves or on our child. And this is one of the main reasons why I encourage families to learn and do flexible routines. Because again, sometimes we don't realize, like, maybe we've read in the books and the books are telling us this is what our child should do, but we don't recognize, like, who is our child? How do they learn? What is our parenting style? And I have to tell you that a lot of times when we start to unpack what our parenting style is, like maybe how we were parented and also how are we showing up in parenting, how much that impacts our environment and those sleep expectations that we have. And so I'm super excited in my upcoming coaching program coming out in March, where we're going to be able to dive into more about learning styles and parenting styles so that hopefully you can have some aha moments. That was huge for me to recognize the expectations I was putting on my children and myself. And, you know, once we can kind of figure that piece out, it can really help improve sleep outcomes and just relationship outcomes and create healthy patterns. The eighth reason is not knowing how to set boundaries. So I'm going to just share a little story with you. I grew up with a dad who was an alcoholic, and we pretty much learned a lot of codependency strategies, which didn't really serve me well. And I think that's where a lot of my perfectionism and people pleasing came in. And so to set boundaries was really hard for me. There was a lot of work I had to do in this area because I didn't even realize I wasn't setting a boundary. So when it came to setting a boundary, one of the things I learned was be angry and yell. That seemed to be like the strategy or the go-to. And I realized I was like, so I think it's okay to be angry because anger is a regular, normal human emotion that we will have. And it is actually a secondary emotion that can propel us to take better action. However, showing up to be a calm and confident leader for my children was really challenging. So this was an area where I was doing a lot of work trying to figure out this whole gentle parenting piece. And a lot of it was very challenging for me because I never saw it modeled. I would read about it and I would hear about it and I was like, this is amazing. But this goes back to those expectations that I was talking about in number 7, because sometimes we don't realize what we don't know. And so I think that is also part of that journey as we're trying to figure out how to get sleep in our home. 9th reason why sleep coaching can be so hard is sometimes we're triggered by our children's crying. And I could go on and on about crying, but it's important to recognize that crying is emotionally draining for some of us. And it can often show up and be a wound that maybe needs to be healed. It also can be hidden unresolved grief that we may not realize. And so I know for me, when I was growing up, there were a lot of messages I learned around crying, which also made it kind of confusing because I was told I'd be given something to cry about. Or sometimes I would even see my mom cry and I would ask her like, if she was sad, and she would say she was fine. And so the piece that's really hard to wrap your head around is, you know, for me, I learned crying meant I'm fine. And so when I was attending to my children, that made it a little bit confusing for me. And so, you know, I've had to learn about healthy relationships and healthy boundaries and understanding more about crying. And I'm going to share a link to a blog post that I wrote around crying that also has some really great resources if you want to dig in to understand a little bit more about it. But as I have been learning and growing in my journey to become calm, confident as I'm leading my family, you know, it's really helped me not to take crying personally. And what really helped was becoming equipped with tools to know how to be there and support my child or other children when they're experiencing big emotions. Because a lot of times it can feel really messy and it can feel really uncomfortable. And I will share with you that this is the one space where I'm oftentimes encouraged to follow my mantra of getting comfortable in those uncomfortable feelings, those uncomfortable situations. And so learning to do that is a journey and it's a process. And so if you are listening and you're like tuning in, you're like, yep, these are all really hard things. That's part of the reason why sometimes sleep can be so challenging in our homes. The 10th reason why sleep can be hard is sometimes there's a lack of self-care. And I'm not talking about self-care, just going to get our hair or nails done, but it is like the day-to-day things like needing to eat, use the restroom, maybe taking a rest. A lot of times when I talk to parents in our sleep coaching sessions, I'll often ask them like, well, what fills your cup? What do you do to take care of yourself? And often the answer is like, well, I haven't done anything. I don't do anything I like to do for myself anymore. And I want to share with you that this is the secret sauce to sleep coaching, because oftentimes if we take care of ourselves, we're better able to show up and help take care of those around us, especially our little ones when they're experiencing some of those big emotions. So figuring out how we're taking care of ourselves. And I will share with you that in my programs, I'm not trying to have parents do one more thing, because I know you're too busy. You don't have time to do one more thing, but it's how do you do the things you're already doing and making the most of those routines. So it's, we're going to be able to show up and do less, but show up and be more in that process. The 11th reason that sleep training can be hard is that sometimes there's a lack of support. Maybe you're the one and only parent that is trying to teach your little one this skill. Or maybe there's a conflict in how you're communicating with your spouse or your partner and what that looks like. And, you know, having someone come alongside and support us can make a big difference. And sometimes being able to have support to even get a break can really be helpful. Sometimes having a friend or a relative be able to help take care of our little ones so we can have some time to ourselves can make a huge difference. And that is one of the number one reasons why I actually even became a postpartum doula, because I wish I had someone who would have come alongside me and said, you know what, you're doing a lot of good things, but this is just really hard. And if someone hasn't told you today, I want to be the first one to tell you, you're doing a lot of good things. The fact that you're even here and listening to this is that you care and you want to do things better or differently for your family. So kudos to you. And you are doing a lot of good things, but it really is hard. And so sometimes having that support to give that encouragement along the way, to give you clarity, especially when you're in it, because I know that when we're making change, change is hard, and then those fears can creep up. And so being able to have support and build your confidence along the way is really helpful. And that's one of the number one reasons why all of my programs offer support. You know, a lot of times we don't realize like we're going to need help along the way. And I'm going to share with you that I had a ton of pride that held me back from asking for help. And in my perfectionism, I also was afraid to ask for help. But one of the things that I had to learn was to accept imperfect help along the way. And so learning to accept imperfect help really started to shift things. So, you know, as we're going through all of these reasons why sleep coaching is hard, maybe you can figure out that one area that you can work on and figure out what is that mantra that you need to help improve sleep in your home. And the last reason that I think that sleep training is hard for families is sometimes the lack of sleep decisions. Sometimes parents are tired, they're overwhelmed, but they also really don't know what they want. And it's really important to think about, what do I want? What do I need? And when we think about these decisions, we want to think about, what do we actually want sleep to look like in our home? Where is our child actually going to sleep? And then how are we teaching our child to go to sleep? And again, you'll have the handout for the sleep coaching method so you can navigate and see which method might make the most sense. But a lot of times making some really key decisions before you do any sleep coaching can really be helpful. You know, one of the things that I share with families is having a roadmap of sleep success, because we need to take some of these steps and make these decisions before we get into it. Because a lot of times once parents sit down and start talking about sleep and what sleep looks like in their home, they start to have a lot of aha moments going, oh yeah, like this is what I need. This is what I want. This is what I would like it to look like. And that actually will also help you meet your sleep goals. But I do find, again, these are the top 12 reasons that hold families back from getting that sleep in place and make sleep training challenging. The first six were, children can be unpredictable. We don't listen to our bodies. The lack of sleep and stressful situations. The path of least resistance, doing what works. The lack of sleep knowledge. The lack of having a sleep plan, the expectations we have, not knowing how to set boundaries, being triggered by our children's crying, a lack of self-care, a lack of support, and sometimes a lack of sleep decisions. These are the 12 reasons that make sleep coaching challenging. And I'll encourage you to check out the handouts with the show notes below, where you can check out the sleep coaching methods and see what makes the most sense for your family. And ask yourself some of these questions, like, what does sleep look like in our home? How am I going to teach my child that? And what do you need to know and understand about sleep? And you can learn more about that in the free video series training. And so I hope that helps you recognize what obstacles might be in your way. And what I'll encourage you to do is write a comment below. Let me know what's holding you back. Is there one, two, or three areas that you need to work? But I will leave you with this. Doing things little by little. Find that one place to begin making change, and you'll be amazed to see how that will have a ripple effect in your sleep learning process. Thanks for tuning into today's show. You can see all of the details and show notes below. And as you go out into your day, I hope that you'll make it your mission to be calm, confident, and rested as you lead today. Sweet dreams.